You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, WWF New Zealand officially launched the Maui Dolphin Challenge, a fundraising campaign to save one of New Zealand's most endangered and beloved animals. The campaign challenges New Zealanders to fundraise by pledging to do something involving the number 63.
We've had a whole range of different ways this year, and one I was really excited about last year was singer-songwriter Jamie McDowell, who's a big fan of Maui dolphins, recorded a song with 55 other New Zealanders. That's one New Zealander for every estimated Maui dolphin alive last year. So kind of crowdsourced a song with over 50 other people called Son of the Ocean. This year, we've already, even though we only just officially launched the campaign today, had some really exciting things coming in. We've got a personal trainer who's doing 63 personal training sessions and donating the proceeds of those sessions to support our work. We've got people who are running 63 kilometres, people who are baking 63 cakes, whole variety of things. A young girl who's picking up rubbish on the beach 63 days in a row. It's really limited only by your creativity.
Tacking on from that, the 55 singers that song, do the proceeds go towards Maui dolphins?
The proceeds from the Maui Dolphin Challenge go directly to supporting WWF New Zealand's work to help save Maui dolphins from extinction. That work cuts across three different aspects. We work to lobby government. We work to persuade government that they need to take action to protect the world's most endangered marine dolphins, the Maui dolphins. So we've this year shown government that 75% of New Zealanders want government to fund a transition to support West Coast North Island fishing communities to switch from the kinds of fishing that kill dolphins, that's setting and conventional trawling, to the kinds of fishing that don't kill dolphins. We have shown that that will cost government as little as $26 million. That's just 1/30th of 1% of the government's budget, or 3 years of the ministerial travel budget. So as well as working with government, we work to lobby fishing companies. We've been helping persuade Moana New Zealand and Sanford, the two biggest fishing companies in the Maui dolphin habitat, to switch up the ways they're fishing there. They have both committed in the last 12 months that they will, before 2022, phase out the kinds of fishing that put Maui dolphins at risk. So the two biggest fishing companies in the area have committed to ending dolphin unsafe fishing. But there's still more to go. Definitely not one yet. Finally, we work with ordinary New Zealanders to mobilise them to help protect Maui dolphins. In the last 6 weeks alone, over 1,000 ordinary New Zealanders have sent emails to the Prime Minister, Bill English, calling on him to take real action to protect Maui dolphins from set netting and conventional trawling. As well as mobilising Kiwis to lobby government, we engage New Zealanders in challenges like this, like the Maui Dolphin Challenge, and provide a sighting line and a mobile phone app that allow New Zealanders to report any sightings of Maui dolphins. It's really important that we know exactly where those dolphins go, because only 45% of the Maui dolphin habitat has any protection at all from any kinds of fishing. So any verified sighting outside that 45%, outside those existing fishing restrictions, is really important in persuading government more action is needed.
Anything other than fishing that attributes to population decline in the Maui dolphins?
Fishing is the biggest threat to Maui dolphins. Over 95% of human-induced Maui dolphin deaths are caused by set netting and conventional trawling. However, other threats do exist. It's not clear exactly what impact seismic testing, oil drilling, etc. will have. If there is oil drilling begun in the Maui dolphin habitat, not just the testing that's already happening, the risk then is that there could be an oil spill. And an oil spill would be incredibly disruptive, potentially fatal to the Maui dolphin population. Other possible risks include sand mining, which has been proposed in the area, but the exact parameters of those risks aren't clear, and already 95% of Maui dolphin deaths to date involving human activity have been from set netting and conventional trawling. So there are the risks, but we're focusing on ending those kinds of fishing first because they're the biggest threat we have to date.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.